the podcast from Belmont Chapel in Exeter, sharing the story, living the life. For more information, go to belmontchapel.org.uk.
Good evening, everybody. May I add my welcome to those who you've seen already. My name is Simon Richards, and it's my privilege and joy to take us through these next few minutes together as we consider Christmas. The verses that I'd like us to take a look at are from the reading that Chris just brought to us from Luke chapter 2 and verses 10 and 11. Can I read them to you once more so that we've got them in front of our minds? They'll be on the screen just behind me here. So this is the message of the angel Gabriel to the shepherds. Angel Gabriel says this: "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord." Christmas starts with Christ. I want to spend some time this evening talking to you about him. In particular, I'd like us to consider two things. One, who he is, and two, who he's for. And we're going to start with the second of those, who he's for. Well, we just read it, didn't we? We just read it. Good news of great joy for all the people. Everyone, absolutely everyone. You, me, everyone. Good news of great joy for all the people. He's for everyone. Christmas counts for everyone. Do you believe this? So it's not for this particular people or that particular people, but for absolutely everyone, all people. Christmas is great news of good joy for all people. Here we see true inclusivity, true equality, true diversity. This message is for absolutely everyone. Regardless of ability, age, ethnicity, background, gender, religion, sexual orientation, this message is for absolutely everyone. Do you believe this? Let's take a look now at how this story interacts with all of us. If Christmas counts for everyone, then it's going to interact with every single one of us. Let's take this idea on the road and see how it works for different personalities, different passions, different preferences. So imagine with me, if you will, let's say for you, the things that really matter, the things that really count, are global affairs, politics, and economics. Well, here in the Christmas story is a politics and an economics story for you. The very first person mentioned is the Roman Emperor Augustus. This is real grown-up history. He was known as the Prince of Peace and Savior of the whole world. Does that sound familiar? He was ruling over the majority of the known world, and Jesus came into that world. Jesus came into a world of global affairs, politics, and economics. If for you the things that really count are global affairs, politics, and economics, then here's someone who's overturning the worn-out, broken structures of the world. Here's someone who'll wear those titles, Prince of Peace and Saviour of the world, in a very different way. I suggest to you that you can't be interested in global politics and economics without wanting to know who Jesus is. Christmas counts for everyone. This is a politics and an economics story. Okay, maybe it's different for you. Let's say the things that really matter, that really count for you, are family and relationships. Well, here's a human story for you. Mary is expecting a baby. She's 14. She wasn't planning for it. She wasn't hoping for it. But here we are. The extraordinary realities around this baby's conception and birth mean there's a stigma and aura around Mary. And to that, add to that the very reality of having your first baby far away from home with little or no family and friends around you. She was heading in to the most physically demanding and stressful time of her life. And in the midst of it, she was isolated and full of fear. Jesus was coming into a world of personal stories, of fear, isolation, tragedy, and broken relationships. Christmas counts for everyone. This is a family and relationship story. Well, maybe you think the things that really count, that really matter in life, are truth and science, knowledge and science. Well, here is a cosmic and an intellectual story. There are wonderful signs in heaven and on earth accompanying this great story. These aren't everyday occurrences, but they're telling of amazing things. A star guides the wise men across the desert. That star is telling us that these are great things, not just on earth, but in heaven as well. And not only that, but we've got the brightest and best in all the earth coming to Bethlehem to worship him. The best mathematicians, the best philosophers, the best navigators, the best that the world has to offer were coming to worship him. Christmas counts for everyone. This is a knowledge and a wonder story. Well, maybe that's not you yet. Maybe for you, the things that really matter, that really count in life, are compassion and justice. Well, here's a story of outcasts. Shepherds being the first to hear. The Holy Family not being able to find accommodation. Of Jesus himself becoming a refugee. This story has homelessness, economic oppression, and forced immigration in it. And God comes to experience them all. Jesus is coming into a world of social disorder. Christmas counts for everyone. This is a compassion and a justice story. You get the point. Christmas counts for everyone, for all of us, every single last one of us. But I think there's a little bit more to it too. Christmas counts for everyone. It's a lovely thing to say, but I think in there we've got a problem too. We've got the problem of collective responsibility. Could it be that Christmas counts for everyone in general, but no one in particular? Well, the angel Gabriel isn't going to let that happen. He has more to say to the shepherds. His very next words are these. Having said these great general things of good news, of great joy for all people, he then says something very personal, very particular, very specific. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. A Savior born to you. Christmas doesn't just count for everyone. Christmas specifically counts for you. Christmas counts for you. He's for you, a saviour born to you. Christmas starts with Christ. If you can recall, I wanted us to take a look at two things: who he is and who he's for. Hopefully, we've established who he's for. Christmas counts for everyone. And we said specifically, Christmas counts for you. So let's now take a look at who he is. And we're going to do that by using those very same verses. And I thought a good place for us to start would be with the really, really obvious. And that is this. He is genuinely one of us. I was born at St. John's Hospital, Chelmsford, Essex. You were born. We were all born. He was born in the town of David. He's genuinely one of us. He's a flesh and blood person like you, like me. He's like us in every way, yet without sin. Therefore, he knows exactly what it's like. He knows exactly what it's like. He knows what it's like to have the frailty of our human bodies. He knows what it's like to have even the frailty of our human minds. He knows what it's like. He got tired. He got hungry. He got weary. He prayed. He lived. He died. There's nothing that you've been through that he hasn't been through already. There's nothing that you won't go through that he hasn't been through already. He is genuinely one of us. We sang these verses a little bit earlier from Once in Royal David's City. For he is our childhood's pattern. Day by day, like us, he grew. He was little, weak, and helpless, tears and smiles, like us, he knew. And he cares when we are sad, and he shares when we are glad. He is genuinely one of us. Yet he doesn't come just to empathize or to sympathize, but he comes to rescue and save. Save. That was one of his great titles. Did you spot it? Today in the town of David, a saviour has been born to you. He is a saviour. You and I and our world needs saving. Christmas counts for everyone because we all need a saviour. We all need saving. And that message of Christmas bulldozes right over the good personism of our nation. It bulldozes right over the idea that we just all need to be fairly decent people. We aren't fairly decent people who could do with some improvement. We're sinful people in need of a saviour. And this is seen magnificently in Jesus' life. It's seen magnificently upon the cross. But perhaps that's a story for another time. After all, Christmas is just the start. He is able to save. Jesus means God saves. And he's able to do that precisely because he isn't just one of us. He is Almighty God. He is one of us, and yet he is Almighty God, the perfect, all-powerful, unchanging, eternal God. In Jesus the Saviour, we see the one who's genuinely one of us and genuinely Almighty God. We had this from one of the performance pieces earlier. low within a manger lies he who built the starry skies. Jesus is both from Mary and from God. He's both born and unborn, the creator of time, born into it. God in man, man in God. He's the Savior, Christ the Lord, one of us, yet Almighty God. And it's that same person who's for everyone, absolutely everyone, and more importantly, for you. Well, having heard these things and more from the angel Gabriel, what do you reckon the shepherds do next? We heard it in that reading from Chris. They say, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened. Let's go and see." This Christmas, will we go and see? Will we go and take a look? Will we go and take a look at Jesus? There are so many different ways we could do that. Could I encourage you to take a look at the Christmas story this Christmas? Take a look at Luke's Gospel, chapters 1 and 2. Happy Christmas.